Thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So on Friday, May 6th, renowned investor Paul Tudor Jones appeared on CNBC and he said, "Now is not the time to own stocks or bonds. With inflation running at its highest rate in 40 years, do you really want that kind of volatility and uncertainty? If you've been jumping from one investment idea to the next, a gold IRA with Noble Gold might be perfect for you. A reliable hedge against inflation is exactly what we need. And with gold, you'll shield your gains from taxes. You'll keep the real value of your wealth, and you'll own a global asset, something tangible, and you can help protect your wealth against an economic crash. What's not to like? And this month, for every IRA opened above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin, completely free as a thank you. Call 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Well, the week started off with a bang as stocks and crypto were all monkey hammered in a bloodbath of epic proportion. But we should have seen this coming, as on April 29th, the hate-filled organization Southern Poverty Law Center reported about the $2 million in Bitcoin that was donated to Alex Jones in his fledgling operation as he weathers the storm against Sandy Hook lawsuits and corrupt judges. Of course, Bitcoin would have to be targeted. And if Monday's plummet in all of these assets was gut-wrenching for we the fledgling plebs, imagine how vomit-inducing it was for MicroStrategy's Michael Saylor. The business intelligence company helmed by Saylor is tethered tightly to Bitcoin, which MicroStrategy holds on its balance sheet. 129,218 Bitcoins in all, acquired for $3.97 billion at an average price of $30,700 per coin. And while Bitcoin fell 8.5% on Monday alone, MicroStrategy stock plummeted another 25% to $219. The stock is now down 40% in just the past 5 days. One wonders if Michael Saylor, like Alex Jones, isn't being made an example of by the criminal banking forces he's aligned against by betting his entire company on Bitcoin. In a sea of fiat, Bitcoin, silver, and gold all make sense, but not in upside-down world. As Michael Saylor has famously stated, the halls of eternity echo with the cries of those who sold their Bitcoin. Well, on days like these, one wonders if Bitcoin is long for this world, given the powers that ought not be. By the way, Tom Luongo of the Gold, Gloats, and Guns website and Chris Marcus from Arcadia Economics will be joining me on Tuesday to discuss the economic war being waged against all of us. And if you think the war isn't designed to leave us all penniless, destitute, and wholly reliant on corrupt global government and UBI payments, check out this tweet from Satan Klaus's World Economic Forum. Thinking big by thinking small. How significantly downsizing our homes into tiny homes with all but the bare essentials is the key to building a better, more diverse, and less racist society. Complete insanity from the Davos billionaire class. Friends, stick with me much more after this quick word about our sponsor. Did you know that 100,000 Cubans are using Bitcoin in response to U.S. sanctions? And cryptocurrencies as a whole are growing faster than the adoption of the internet? You can earn hundreds of thousands of dollars investing in crypto. And did you know that if you do it right, you don't have to pay cap gains tax on it? Open a Roth crypto IRA with My Digital Money now to take advantage of it. You will pay based on your contribution and nothing on your capital gains. If Ethereum or Chainlink doubles or Bitcoin surges to a new high, you could easily be doubling your investments. My Digital Money's US-based phone support is always ready to answer your questions. And you know what's better? They will give you a free $50 in credit if you fund your My Digital Money crypto IRA account with at least $1,000. And when you're ready for retirement, no capital gains tax. Go to mydigitalmoney.com now. mydigitalmoney.com. And I'll make it easy. The link is below. So, when the World Economic Forum tweets about significantly downsizing our homes into tiny homes, our homes means yours and mine, Surf. Not Klaus Schwab's, not Bill Gates' home, not Yuval Noah Harari's. As Zero Hedge notes, the World Economic Forum declaration that you'll own nothing and be happy isn't limited to the housing market. Their approach looks to make property ownership a thing of the past for the working class, with private property exclusively reserved for the technocratic elite. The future they're shaping would have people rent everything from cars, appliances, furniture, and other everyday essentials. The dissolution of property ownership among the working class unfurls a neo-feudal society whose liege lords sit at the throne perched atop Davos, with their all-encompassing rent model permeating into the most basic fabric of society. It may only be a matter of time before their stranglehold will charge you for the very oxygen you breathe. You think that's far-fetched, friends? Stay tuned. It gets worse. Imagine how easy it will be to corral and lock down the survivors of this World War III if we're living like the World Economic Forum would like us to live. This World War III, which started on 9/11, and according to the writings of Albert Pike, are going along pretty much as planned, as the nihilists, atheists, and TikTok libtards are unleashed, along with BLM and Antifa goons, all helping to form a formidable social cataclysm, just as Pike wrote in a letter to Giuseppe Mazzini in 1871.
Now we come to the most important question of all. Was the magnitude of vote trafficking in these key swing states enough to tip the balance in the 2020 presidential election? Let's first narrow in on just our 2,000 mules.
The new film 2,000 Mules not only cements what we already knew to be true, the 2020 election was rigged and stolen by what Joe Biden called the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
The mules, chock full of these same nihilists, atheists, and TikTok libtards, stuffed ballot boxes by the tens of thousands and installed Joe Biden in a brazen coup. And when she's not singing about who she can F to be rich, famous, and powerful.
To be famous and powerful. Santa, if you're listening, please tell me what to do. Who do I fuck? To be famous.
The puppet president's head of his new disinfo governance board says, parents who are concerned about critical race theory are disinformers. Yes, it's truly all upside down, inverted, just as 33rd degree Mason Pike and his ilk promised. If we don't dismantle this overtly criminal corporate government and bring traitors to justice, what awaits the survivors of this World War III agenda is a totalitarian AI system, which will have the capability to target any survivors who dare challenge the Orwellian world government system. In the first quarter 2020 Solari report, Catherine Austin Fitz posited the following. Question number 15, demonic intelligence. Given the tsunami of occult and demonic practices and symbols, how concerned should we be about the interaction between AI and interdimensional intelligence? Enter Slaughterbots.
Just like any mobile device these days, it has cameras and sensors, and just like your phones and social media apps, it does facial recognition. Inside here is 3 grams of shaped explosive. This is how it works. Did you see that? That little bang is enough to penetrate the skull and destroy the contents.
Friends, what you're watching is an act of fiction, but do you have any doubt that what is being depicted here isn't right around the corner? Slaughterbots are lethal autonomous weapons systems that use artificial intelligence to identify, select, and kill human targets without human intervention. AutonomousWeapons.org reports that slaughterbots are pre-programmed to kill a specific target profile. So, in our dystopian future, think Christian, patriot, any dissident of criminal government. The weapon is then deployed in an environment where its AI searches for the target profile using sensor data, such as facial recognition. When the slaughterbot encounters someone the algorithm perceives to match its target profile, Christian, patriot, dissident, it fires and kills. If we lose control of our republic to people who have already sworn allegiance to the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, and the World Bank, does any among you really believe this dystopian nightmare couldn't come to pass? You can take a stand against lethal autonomous weapons by signing the General Pledge and the petition from Amnesty International at autonomousweapons.org. I'll be sure to leave the link below. The all-out onslaught against humanity is on and intensifying. Stand up, speak out, get active, and take back our government in 2022, and pray. Thanks for watching and sharing this information within your sphere of influence. And for real news 24/7, visit us directly at sgtreport.com.
This treaty basically says, it says that if there is another, if the World Health Organization decides that there's another pandemic, because of course the last one they decided it was a pandemic wasn't, but we should believe them next time, that all of our nations cede our sovereignty to the World Health Organization, therefore the Davos crew and Gates and Soros and the whole crew. And from that point on, they control basically our government.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Friends, now is the time to prepare, as inflation is upon us. And a gold IRA with Noble Gold might just be perfect for you. A reliable hedge against inflation. And with gold, you'll own a global asset, something tangible at a time where collapse appears to be right around the corner. And this month, for every IRA above $20,000, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call 877-646-5347 now to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.